Well, howdy, people. Do you ever notice that anything that gets feminized gets destroyed? What do I mean by feminized? Well, it's the same as woke. Or even DEI, which was just a tool to get femons into positions they don't merit or aren't suited for. Take a look at the UK police force. There was a big drive a long time ago to be more diverse, to get more femons in, and to quickly promote them, and also to get men out. And whenever femons get into a greater numbers into an organization, they will push their ideology, which generally doesn't have any basis in facts. For instance, the incident that happened in Liverpool where the man drove through a crowd. The spokespeople giving the information are these people. I believe they both are femons, I'm not sure. But the UK police force now is not fit for purpose, because it's been feminized. It's more about dealing with feelings than the crime. Another organization in the UK, the BBC, used to be the biggest and the best news agency in the world and was trusted and well respected. But then it got feminized and went woke, which is always what happens. And everything that's woke is kind of biased to everything else. And it turns into hatred, really. Then there's the comic book industry, which is taken over by feminist activists. And it too has been destroyed. The video gaming industry. Big push for diversity to get femons in there. And now what's happened to the game industry, eh? It's been destroyed. Of course, the biggest company of all, Disney. It's got so many feminist activists in the company that they actually run the company, really. And they're running it into the ground. Then we have that fantastic franchise, Star Wars. Kathleen Kennedy took that over, and it's been destroyed. Why? Because she feminized it. She made it all about femons, which is what femons do. And I guess sex sells, of course, but femons don't. So there's a common word here, isn't there? Something that goes woke is basically feminized. And it always gets destroyed. Seems men are builders and femons are destroyers. Men create because they have the imagination. Then all femons do is take it over and destroy it. I guess I shouldn't really be surprised. I've seen them destroy many, many men's lives. And their own. Of course, these are the big organizations and companies. There are many that are not big and we don't know about, that have also been destroyed by wokeness and been feminized. You can't run a business or a company on feelings. You notice that femons seem to make the same mistakes over and over again. That's because they don't take responsibility or accountability for when they screw up. That's why when something comes out and it's not very good and gets terrible reviews, they make something exactly the same thing again. So I can't see it getting any better, can you? It's hardly worth a man building something, creating something, just for femons to destroy it. But of course, if he wanted to take over another planet in another solar system, and it was occupied by a successful species, all we'd have to do is send 2 shiploads of femons and wait. Take it easy, fellas.